KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm Tyler Russell, and we're really excited to join by the bright and warm face of Chef Craig Strong in studio with us today. How are you, Chef? Nice
I'm
to see you.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're a lot happier and less stressed than I expected to see you, having just opened a new restaurant. So
yeah, it's put good people around you. That's the secret.
Right. I agree with that completely. So yeah, there's a bit of a story here, and we want to talk about Chef Strong's new restaurant, Ocean at Main, which is now officially open. And he made the journey from a long time as the executive chef at Studio, which was a very prestigious and well-known position. Everybody knew you, and you were very involved in the community, and that was a staple in town for a long time. So, you know, why the switch? Why'd you decide? Is it a dream come true? You know, tell us why you did this.
Well, it is a dream come true. You know, ever since I went to culinary school, I always thought, you know, it'd be great to own my own restaurant. But, you know, that wasn't the path that I was on initially. I was in hotels, which is an awesome training ground, you know, especially Montage. Montage is just fabulous. It's a wonderful company. Studio's a world-class restaurant. And, you know, frankly, it's been the best job I've ever had. Until now.
Sure.
But yeah. it was great. You know, and my wife and I, when we moved here almost 10 years ago, we just fell in love with Laguna Beach. It is a great city. We used to vacation down here when we were living in LA and just thought, what a cute town, how fun it is, how eclectic and artsy, and it just fit us. And in fact, we got engaged here long before I ever thought I'd ever live here.
Yeah.
And, you know, staying here at Montage and working in the community, I just thought, you know, what dream could come true if I could find my own business, mm-hmm. you know, and actually serve the community in a new way. So, you know, when I found the place, 222 Ocean Avenue, we started to put the pieces together, and we opened on October 5th of this year.
Yeah, congratulations,
yeah,
man.
Just a couple weeks in.
The ceiling to launch a restaurant in Laguna is very high due to expenses and red tape, and but, you know, conquering that, having your experience in town probably made it a little bit easier for you, I would guess.
Yeah, the city was actually great to work with.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't give me resistance. They said, look, you know, follow the rules, play within these guidelines,
sure.
and which we did.
Yeah.
And they were great.
Cool.
You know, so you know, we were able to do a refresh of the restaurant and give it a new look. We used the ladies from Tuvalu, who are
awesome.
Amazing.
Super local.
Yeah. And again, you know, we just basically said, make it look like it belongs here.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we got it, Craig. We know just what to do. And
cool.
they did.
That's
so
awesome.
So it has this warm, really inviting look to it. I think it looks like it fits Laguna Beach.
Yeah. Well, one thing I noticed, I was privileged enough to do the chef's table at Studio a couple times with you. And I noticed that as the executive chef, mostly from my observation, you were just checking what went out. Everybody else was kind of doing the stuff. I'm sure you made the menu and cooked from time to time, but mostly I saw you checking. Are you back on the line now, you know, at your new restaurant? Are you more involved?
I am an active participant.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you'll see me. The cool part is, you know, it's an open kitchen. So people, when they first walk in, they'll be able to see me behind the line working.
Cool.
And yeah, I'm right in the trenches.
Yeah, and that's probably where you want to be, I would guess.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, awesome.
It is.
So tell us about the menu. What's the concept? How'd you come up with it? How'd you choose what you're serving?
Well, you know, I heard so many times, we love your restaurant, but it's only special occasion. And I thought, gosh, if I hear that enough, maybe I can take my experience, the great vendors that I have, and the service, and make it a little bit more approachable, both in price point and the style of food that we're doing. So it still has that execution of its great ingredients. It looks really beautiful. It looks and feels like it's from California, in fact, even Southern California. So it has a healthy kind of lighter touch to the food. But we're open lunch and dinner.
Okay.
So being open for lunch changes things a little bit that if you've eaten with me over the past 10 years, you probably haven't had any of my lunch items.
Probably
which,
not, yeah.
Which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
You know, really, really cool signature kind of sandwiches. We have a pizza oven, so we're doing really fun, interesting pizzas, a lot of salads, some fresh house-made pastas, and of course, you know, a great selection of desserts from our pastry chef, Kira Wilson. But it's the approachability, I think, that's the most important. You know, the price point is quite a bit lower than what people might have had in my past.
Right, or might associate with you.
Of course, yeah. Right? So it's the kind of restaurant that you can just roll up, you know, right on Ocean Avenue, walk in the front door, and, you know, it's the kind of place, it should be the best neighborhood restaurant that is in town, and you can eat at once a week.
Awesome. Again, we're talking to Chef Craig Strong, the owner and executive chef of Ocean at Main, which is now officially open. So what are some things you've heard so far from people who've been in there and talked to you and tried the food?
I think it's mostly that it's just really bright and fresh and cool. You know, the Dodgers were playing on Friday night.
Nice.
And the room was electric.
Cool.
I mean, the bar was absolutely packed and people were cheering. And, you know, we have two TVs by the bar, and it was so loud and lively and fun,
yeah,
that the energy in the restaurant was like, wow, what is going on here?
Yeah.
It was really, it's a fun place.
Cool.
You know, I think people are excited to be able to, you know, come in more often. That,
yeah,
I've already, you know, we've been open, you know, since the 5th, and there's many people that are on their third visit already.
Wow.
Which is cool.
Safe to say you haven't had a slow start.
We're active.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you feel like Laguna could use as many restaurants as people can afford to open? I mean, are we at a restaurant shortage in town?
I think that it's great to have the synergy between, you know, restaurants around town that are popping up. I think, you know, the addition of Ocean at Main is only going to make the whole restaurant scene better.
Yeah.
You know, being able to come to Laguna Beach to dine around, to raise the level of awareness for the kind of food that people, I think they want. You know, they want things that are executed at a high level. Of course, they want great ingredients. They want it artistically plated. They want attentive service, but nobody wants it to be stuffy or too formal.
Yeah.
I mean, we are a beach town at
heart. Of course, yeah, and you're right by it.
Yeah. But the people here, they know the difference between something of high caliber and not. They're, mm-hmm, they're well-traveled. They're educated. So they want nice things, but they don't want it to be too formal.
Yeah, not here.
So I think Ocean at Main is a perfect fit for Laguna Beach, where people can come and just be themselves,
cool,
relax, have fun.
So is there maybe one dish, if we're coming for dinner, that you would be like, all right, you got to order this thing?
Well, I will say that the most popular dishes are a split between three things. The soup that we have is a interpretation of a potato leek soup.
Okay.
But there's no dairy in it. And it's bright green with a puree of basil. So it's this bright green color that's really fresh, and it has Hawaiian spot prawns in it.
Nice.
There's also the swordfish that has a little bit of spice from a harissa that we make, lentils, and a charred eggplant puree. Again, an olive oil-driven kind of dish with, you know, swordfish that comes right off the coast of Catalina, so it's
sweet,
local.
Yeah.
And then one of my favorites is the cavatelli with Dungeness crab, preserved lemon, and sun gold tomatoes.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
Gives you a few to choose from.
I always regret asking chefs what to eat around lunchtime, and that's my bad. I shouldn't have done that. And then finally, on a personal note, I was told to ask you, your music taste is very eclectic and diverse, and since we're a rock radio station, I need to exit this interview with like a song choice of yours. So would you spout off some of you and your wife's music tastes, and I'll see what I can find?
My wife is old school hip hop. So that's her taste. And,
right.
And it's that lively kind of fun music from, you know, the late 70s, early 80s would probably be what she would choose.
Okay.
I'm a little bit more rock and roll.
Okay.
You know, I grew up listening to a little more heavy metal. So,
yeah,
you know, the Cult or Tool is a big, I'm a big Tool,
yeah,
fan. Rush.
Dude.
I like Rush.
I've got a lot of stuff by the Cult. We could play one of the hits. We could play She Sells Sanctuary, Fire Woman, or we could go a little more obscure. Got Rain, Eddie. I've got a song called Nirvana by the Cult.
Oh, that Nirvana.
One? Yeah?
Dude, Nirvana.
I don't think I know that one. Okay, cool. Do you want to introduce it? You can introduce it and then say on KX93.5, and then that'll be the end of the interview.
On KX93.5, we are going to take it away with the Cult Nirvana.